In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This video is for all young people, in body and in spirit, because young people are the hope of the world and of the church. For this reason, we want your life to be a full life, that you live it seriously and with responsibility, with depth and joy, doing your best and keeping in mind that there is nothing great without effort and sacrifice. To you, young man or young woman, young at heart, who are beginning to watch this video, we wish that you faithfully fulfill your mission, that you fully realize yourself as a person, and at the end of your days, you can look back and thank God for having been born, and for leaving the world in a better conditions than you found it when you were born. May your life have been positive. May there be more joy, more love, more peace, and more justice in the world than if you had never been born. And that you can truly say to yourself, I have not lived in vain. To achieve it, you are not alone. Jesus is your friend, and he accompanies you on your journey. Follow him. It's worth it. He also has a mother. Her name is Virgin Mary, and she always helps. We tell you from experience, you will never regret it. You are young. You feel misunderstood. You want to live freely. You are sincere, and you rebel against all kinds of injustices. You love life and have wide horizons in sight. We congratulate you on your good wishes to do something in life. But for this, you well know that you have to take risks. There is nothing great in the world without effort and without sacrifice. Heroes, saints, and all great men have been forged in the struggle for an ideal. What can be expected from a young man or a young woman, a person young at heart, without values and without ideals? What can be expected from a lazy and comfortable Christian? Look, Christ needs brave young people with great ideals who look up like eagles and do not live in the mud like worms or like toads in the fields. Do you know any young person who drifts through life like a ship that has lost its propellers? Why don't you give them a hand? Christ needs young people who do not fall asleep on the laurels won by their predecessors, who do not swallow good prefabricated recipes, but who fight for a better world. Listen, there is in every young person a sleeping lion, an uncut diamond, an immense source of energy to be used. You must direct this energy towards a lofty ideal. Don't waste your strength on unworthy things. Don't drown in the sexuality of the environment. When a river is directed, its energy can be used in a hydroelectric dam or to fertilize the land. But if it spreads as it pleases and overflows, then it produces floods and catastrophes. And you, who call yourself young, are you really free and responsible for your actions? Free from your whims that always look for excuses to follow your tastes only? Free from your laziness in study or work? Free of your thoughtlessness and your irresponsibility? Free, finally, from your passions that drag you where you don't want to go, but that can take you where you don't think and perhaps you don't want to go? Be free like the eagles, which dominate the air. Own yourself, and you will be free. Be a man or woman of God, but don't be like those superficial and weak men in the face of pleasure. Carve your soul with chisel blows or waves. Do not be intimidated by suffering, because the only failure is the one who gives up, and the principle of victory is to overcome failure. Be strong to become a man or woman of God. Getting carried away with pleasure is a sign of little personality. Fight against your own selfishness. Trust in God and always go forward with your head held high, like the brave soldiers who go singing into battle. Have you ever thought that you have a unique vocation in the world, that you are different from everyone else, and that God expects something special from you that no one else can do? Think about it, and do not disappoint God, who has given you so many talents to achieve it. Do not rush. Don't think you're going to get everything the day after tomorrow. However, you must start now to add your grain of sand. Try to know yourself. Reflect in silence. Talk frequently with God about your plans and projects. He waits for you in the Blessed Sacrament day and night. Specify your ideal and go ahead. May nothing and no one be able to tear down the building of your life. And now a tip for you. If you can't be a pine on top of a hill, be brushwood in the valley, but be better brushwood next to the stream. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a sun, be a star. You will not win by volume, but for being the best of what you are. Don't stop on your way, captivated by sirens. Appreciate, yes, the beauty of the earth, to elevate yourself to God. Have you ever been in the jungle? Haven't you ever been alone between the sky and the sea? We recommend it. One feels closer to God when seeing the fascinating landscapes of the jungle, the grandeur of the blue sky, or the immense sea. Have you ever talked to God in the light of the stars? Try it. God speaks to you and looks at you through the stars. Do you like to climb mountains? The hardness of the mountains will speak to you of the strength and courage that young hearts need who do not know what discouragement is. The fields in bloom will tell you about the joy of life, and the same with the rivers, with their crystal tongue, and the air and the brilliance of the stars. Admire the beauties of nature, and there you will find God. Face life with optimism. Smile at sunrise, during the day, and at sunset. Sing to beautiful life, to the beat of music, and you will be happy, and you will make others happy, because you were born to be happy and make others happy. There must be a little more joy and happiness in the world than if you had never existed. And what have you done so far? Are you cheerful or pessimistic? If every day you made a little effort to place a flower on the path of your neighbor, the paths of your life would be full of flowers. Think wisely. Say like Pope St. John the 23rd, I want to have the habit of making the people around me happy. And sing, always sing. Sing and walk, as St. Augustine of Hippo would say. Sing to the flower of the field. Sing to the wind. Sing to the sea. Sing to the light that dies in the wheat field. Sing to sincere love. Sing to the fire at home. Sing to true freedom. Sing to the green meadows. Sing to the air. Sing to the sun. Sing to the blue of the sky and to love. Sing to humble people. Sing to the world. Sing to God. Being young is not just a part of life. It is a state of the spirit. It is a force of will. It is overcoming shyness with courage and bravery. It is overcoming comfort, joyfully running the risks of adventure. To be young is being the one who is surprised and wonders, the one who asks about tomorrow every day and faces the future. The one who always feels happy in the struggle of life. You will be young as long as you open the windows of your soul wide open to the good, while you calmly listen to the message of the flowers, the message of the souls, and the message of God. To be young is to have high and pure ideals, like the air of the mountains. To be young is to radiate with bright eyes the splendid joy of the dawn of life. To be young is walking through life, singing and making others happy. To be young is to fight tirelessly for peace and justice in the world. To be young is to have a cause to which to consecrate one's life. To be young is aspiring to be better every day. It is the joy of seeking victory every day, despite the defeats. It is being determined to climb the steep hill of sanctity. It is having the dream of living joyfully and happily in God. To be young is to truly love God, men, and the things of nature. In a word, to be young is to always be cheerful, looking higher, bigger, and deeper. To be young is not a stage of life, but a state of our spirit. We grow old when we desert our ideal, when we are pessimistic and cowardly in the fight for a better world. If one day your heart is about to be bitten by pessimism and corroded by vulgarity, may God have mercy on your old soul. For this, we believe and trust in a man or woman young at heart who is always cheerful. We believe in someone young at heart who makes his way in life through effort and sacrifice. We believe in someone young at heart who kneels in the solitude of the field to adore God present in nature. We believe in someone young at heart who fights for truth and justice, even at the risk of his life. We believe in someone young at heart who is dissatisfied with the lies and charades of the world. We believe in someone young at heart who courageously throws himself into building a better world. We believe in someone young at heart who knows how to truly love. Always remember, to be young is not made for pleasure, but for heroism. May God bless you through our Mother, the Virgin Mary, always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.